I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta. Thorgy Thor is here, but first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who is sort of a Swoozy Kurtz on the hit NBC drama series Sisters. But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta.
Go off Delta!
I live my life constantly in fear that my car is going to be towed. I don't know what it is because it's never been towed before. I think in my adult life, I've had probably 6 new cars in my life. And I've never, ever, ever had a car towed. I've had car problems, but I've never parked somewhere like and had my car physically not there when I came back to it. I have had tickets before because I forgot to pay on the app. And that's like pretty recent. But everywhere I've ever gone, I've always like looked at the signs. Am I allowed to park here? Is it Wednesday? Is it street sweeper? Is it only employees can park here? Whatever it is, I always adhere to that. And I'm so confused when I park somewhere. You know, there's a place where I work. I work at a nightclub Friday and Saturday pretty much every week. And there's a small employee lot behind. And there are signs parked in all 3 stalls that hold. Usually you'll park like 2, 2, and 2. So, you know, you have to like block someone in, but you always know it's like the bartender's car or the go-go dancer's car, whatever. But there's a sign that says this parking lot is designated for this business. Any other unauthorized car is going to be towed. And they don't always get towed, but I don't know if people just know that already or not, but if I was somebody who saw that, I would not park my car there. Certainly not all like weird and sideways as well. And then just hit the alarm and run to the thrift store across the street. I would not park my car there and leave it there for the night and take out my IKEA bag and my laptop and then just walk into the apartment building next door and go to bed. I would never. And I'm telling you, I watch people do it all the time. And I just, you know, I see people parked on the street and it'll say like, you know, this is parking only for no parking here on Wednesdays. And they will pull right up and just put their hazards on and walk away. I work in the city of Long Beach pretty frequently. I kind of consider it my sort of home area. There's this other thing that people do that there's no signage for that says that you can do it. And it also says, doesn't say that you can't do it. And that is parking in the middle of the street. So the street will be going one lane this way, one lane this way. And there's businesses here and there's street parking. Businesses over here, street parking. And then in the middle is that like, I don't know, merging lane or if you need to get over or something. People will just park their car in the middle. It's a give. It's like a total 100% given. There's no signs that say you can do it or can't do it, but nobody gets ticketed for it. So I guess those rules are just recommendations and everyone knows that now except for me. I'm a stickler for rules. Like I do feel like those rules are there to make sure that everybody that's supposed to work here gets a place to park. And everybody that lives in this building gets a place to park. I recently moved out of the apartment building that I've lived in forever into a new house. And we were doing it slowly, moving a little bit here at a time, We were doing it slowly, a little bit here, a little bit there. Sometimes we had a moving van for the big things. We had movers. Sometimes we were moving things in the car. And there would be nights where we weren't home. And I'm telling you right now, there were people that would just pull into that parking spot and were like, well, this is about the time you should be in bed. So since you're not in your spot, I guess we're just going to park there. And I'm thinking, I have parked in that spot for decades. And just because I wasn't there overnight, they're like, oh, well. And then I even saw the lady and I put a note on her thing. And I wrote, this is the note that I wrote. I said, we will be fully vacated from apartment number 4 on August 1st. Until then, we are going to be periodically using this parking spot. After that time, you may use this parking spot until a new tenant is assigned. Thank you for moving your car. And she saw me put it there and she comes out and she goes, oh, am I in your spot? I said, yeah, you are. She goes, oh, okay. She backs her car out with the note still on it and parks in the middle of the driveway where people park. Now, at this apartment building, it wasn't a lot of units. So some people are parked this way with covered spots, and some people are parked this way with covered with uncovered spots. And then it sort of like dips down a little bit, and then there's a driveway. She just parked in the middle of the driveway and left her car there and hit the alarm. What about everybody else that has to back out? They then had to get in their cars and honk their horn until she came out because she was not going to be inconvenienced. It was, she just figured, well, I'm not going to go look for a parking spot on the street. That's too much. So I'm going to inconvenience everybody in here who's paying rent on these fucking spots because I'm too piggish and lazy to move my fucking car. She's a guest and she does not give a fuck because people know, what are you going to do? Hit me? Oh, well, nothing I can do. She's not worried about a ticket. She's not worried about any of that. You know, I've talked about before in front of that building, there's a giant blind spot with a full red zone that's 3 car lengths. People park there and they just go in the apartment and they're like, oh, well, I didn't think I would experience any of this shit again because, you know, I have a new home. And in my new home, the actual driveway of my spot will accommodate probably honestly, safely 6 cars in my driveway. And then there's street parking outside. And there's a lot of people in the area that use their driveways just as much because they're all just as big. There was somebody who pulled up in the parking spot that's just on the curb, you know, that has the address, and they parked half of their car into my driveway. So here's my driveway, and they were parked that much in there. And it was trash day, so the trash cans have to go out here. So I had to go and have the trash cans that were out ready to be picked up moved out of the way, and then I had to sort of wedge myself out of that spot and then be in the street, pull up and find a spot to park, and then move the trash cans back where they were because that person figured, well, there's half a spot and, you know, I've already used up all the spots in the home that I'm going to, so I'm just going to need some of yours. What are you going to do? You're not going to do anything. What can you do? Call the police? They're busy beating people up. They can't come over here and tell somebody to move their car, that they're they can't come over and tell someone they're blocking a driveway. That's just not an issue to anyone anymore. It's a non-thing. And of course, if I write a note on there, you know, I'm new to the area. I don't want to cause a scene. I don't want to cause a problem. I think in my mind, of course, giving people the benefit of the doubt, what if somebody had an emergency? What if maybe there was somebody sick? What if it was a person that has a little bit of a vision problem they're experiencing and they thought they were further back than they were? They weren't, and there's no way they could be. So, you know, the chicken shit part of me gets those trash cans and moves them right in front of their car because that's the middle of my driveway. And now when they move their car, they're going to have to move the trash cans. Of course, they're not going to see that as their problem. So what they're probably going to do is get those trash cans and throw them in the street and go, huh, not my trash cans. I don't care because nobody gives a shit. People absolutely don't give a shit. They're not. And I'm not. Listen, I live in that fear because whether or not I have the money, I do not have in my mind a place where I'm like, well, I don't want to walk any further. So if I have to go pick up my car from the tow yard for $500, oh, well, I never think that. I always think, what could I do with $500? I could do something else with that $500. I can put that towards a car payment or something else. I want to know, where do people have unlimited money now? Are people not concerned at all? Do they just think, well, that's this new world we're living in? You know, there was a time when eggs were almost $10 a carton. So, I guess if I want to park there and I want it to be convenient. I mean, I think these are the same people that bitch that a valet parking is $15. Well, getting your car towed is $500. I'm so lost as to why it's not a bigger deal to people. to just pull up into any parking lot. And then also, like, blocking somebody in and then just walking away. They would have no way of finding out whose car that was until that person came out. And I'm telling you, I've watched people walk into apartment buildings and they're like, good night. Zero concern. Am I the only person who is really thinks, hey, I might get my car towed if I'm parked in an area that says we tow cars if you're not authorized to park here. But I'm telling you, I watch people left and right and they're like, oh, well, I think people really are under the impression that any inconvenience is somebody else's problem. Like, you can't. Not only is it somebody else to govern, you know, because we obviously we hear of Karens. And I know when I make a statement like this, a lot of people are like, oh, that's so Karen. I don't think it's Karen to say I'm renting this parking spot or I paid for this parking spot. This is my house that I paid for. I need to be able to get in and out of it. I don't think that's asking for something undue. The same way with going to your job. I go to my fucking job and I have an assigned parking spot and people are like, oh, well, I didn't really get a parking spot over here, so I guess I'll take yours and you should be inconvenienced. Fuck that. I mean, there's a million rules that I just won't break, not because of, the fear of law enforcement, but the fear of just being shitty. Like, I will not abandon a shopping cart just randomly in the street. Like, the last place I use the cart, if I unload my cart into the car, I'm not going to just say, oh, let me move it away from where I'm driving and then drive away. I'm taking it back to where it goes. I'm taking it up to the curb. I'm taking it somewhere. Because this is another thing. I mean, I've actually had somebody say, actually just taking it up to the curb is enough because we are going to collect them from there. You know, I've gone, oh, maybe take it all the way out here to the where the cart collectors are. But the guy already went through there and there's no carts there. And I see him waving at me and he says, hey, just... if you just leave it at the curb, like, I'm going to swoop over there. So you're saving them a little bit of work. But I'm never going to just abandon a car. I think it's so fucked up. Once upon a time, pre-pandemic and even before that, the pandemic, I used to maybe be at like a drive-thru and I thought it was appropriate to ask the person at the drive-thru, like, could you throw out this coffee cup? And they would like, oh, yeah, no problem. And they would throw it away. And then one time a person corrected me. And I thought, I'm glad they said that because it was something I had never thought of. And she said, and this was, again, before the pandemic, she said, I'm really sorry. We're not allowed to throw away anything that comes through the window because of cross-contamination. And I thought, 100%, I feel like a pig for even asking because it didn't dawn on me. Anything could come through there. So I never think, and there are, I'm in the car with people sometimes that are like, oh, tell them to throw that away. And I'm like, no, I'll stop. I'll wait till I go to 7-Eleven or whatever. And I'll throw that out. It's just something I'm not comfortable putting anyone else in that position. And honestly, I mean, I'm a lazy pig, but I'm not that lazy that I can't at my next stop at fucking Marshall's or whatever, take a couple of things that I need to throw out and then throw them in that trash can. By the way, why do people not put trash cans in front of the stores? Like, some of these places don't even have trash cans anymore. I don't know. Maybe everyone's abusing it or why can't people just follow the rules? I don't understand what is so hard about following the rules or I mean, it makes it so much easier for everybody. I'm not going to call the cops. I'm not saying I'm going to call the cops. I don't even want anyone towed. I just want somebody to come out and go, hey, I see that I parked really fucked up. I'm sorry about that. I was in a hurry and it just didn't dawn on me. You know, or I want somebody to say, hey, I see you're moving. You think that parking spot might be free a little early or something? Because I just can't seem to find a spot anymore. Baby, I will move my fucking car. I will park your car for you. But this shitty assumption that it's everybody else's fault when you're inconvenienced. And you know I bitch about inconvenience all day long. But I look for ways so I can fucking pay for it. I mean, I want to pay for it. I want to pay for convenience. I don't want to pay for somebody else's convenience too. Do you want to see me take a break? Because I think you want to see me take a break.
Thank you. Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Star series Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app.
She loves mustard, and she worked at Olive Garden. It's Thorgy Thor.
You're going to start there.
Why not? Why not?
I do love mustard.
Okay.
But not like that much. Like, mustard's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Although I've fallen more in love with mustard after I said it.
Okay.
When I was wearing those prosthetics and I was sweating profusely drinking during that one shoot that we did as promo for season 8. And this, like, I think he was from another country and he was just like, is there anything nobody knows about you? And I was profusely sweating under this, like, prosthetics. And I said, I love mustard. That went viral. And people have been bringing me bottles of mustard.
Really?
In Finland, I got Finlandian mustard.
Oh. What's the difference?
Not much.
No? If you had to have, like, a Dijon or just, like, straight-up yellow mustard?
The spicier, the better.
Oh.
I like my mouth, my eyes to water, my mouth to be on fire. I like instant diarrhea mustard. Like, instant uncomfortable, like, have to leave the restaurant mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, does the same apply to, like, other foods or just mustard?
Everyone who eats with me is like, I can't believe you don't have kidney stones. I can't believe you're not in the hospital more often. Salt, the more salt, the better. I actually pre-order extra salted pretzels delivered to my house. Like,
ooh,
on an extra salted Snyder's pretzels. They're dark. They're kind of small because the big ones sometimes are too much.
Yeah.
The big, thick pretzels. It's like, this is a whole meal in one. And I kind of just want to, like, crumple it. And so they come small, tons of salt all over it. And then I'll dip it in spicy mustard.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You know what else I dip it in?
Huh.
Is Ken's peppercorn dressing that's usually on salads.
Uh-huh.
But do it's you like Parmesan it peppercorn.
Do you like it room temperature or you like it cold?
It's always in my fridge because I feel like it has to be like in the fridge.
Yeah.
But can you leave dressing out? How long is the shelf?
It's on the shelf, out.
Yeah, but once you open it, the air touches it. So then I always get scared about those kind of things.
Best Buy or expired? Do you believe, like, if it says Best Buy, will you eat it a day after? Or do you consider that expired?
I actually have now know in my life that I have an amazing immune system because I eat weird things and then I'm fine and everyone else is like in the hospital and I'm like, whoa, yeah, mustard. No, but I actually eat things like after the expiration date because I know they've been in the fridge. They're fine.
How far after though?
That's a good question. That's what you're asking. Yeah.
A few days. Yeah.
That's fair.
That's okay.
But if it's like a month.
It also kind of depends on what it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like eggs and it's 4 years, like maybe sell them on eBay.
You said you hit on the peppercorn dressing. We do have a Ken's here, which isn't the elite of Ken's. It's kind of an average Ken.
It's just zesty Italian. I saw that. I was like, no, there's so... I'm like, yawn. Like, uh-huh. there's a Parmesan and peppercorn. Uh-huh. My favorite.
Now, if you had
dipping carrots, like... I feel like I'm eating healthy, but really I just eat all of the dressing. Right. The whole thing is gone by the end of my broccoli.
It's just a vehicle for the dressing, right?
I just want to drink it, but then people are watching, so you have to act cute and dip it with something.
How do you do that? Like, just, you eat it like that.
It's the swoop and swirl.
Yeah.
You swoop, you look up and you swirl it.
And you're like, I'm small. Like,
And then when they laugh and turn your back, you chug the rest of the dressing.
Squeeze it. Like that. Totally. Now... wedge salad generally comes with a blue cheese. Would you put the peppercorn on the wedge? Or do you even eat a wedge?
No. What is a wedge salad? I have to cut it myself. What's going on? Well, why give me the work? It should be free. It should actually be delivered to the table like bread is. Bread is free. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just give me the wedge salad. It already annoys me anyway.
Right.
But then you're going to charge me $16 for a wedge salad, which is literally, you could buy that for $1.99 wedge. They put it on a plate and they go drizzle. And you're like, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. It should be free. It should be actually just like, you know, the center bowl. What do you call it? Just like the decoration at the center of a table. It's just a wedge salad.
When did we decide that, like, the
that's
that,
a meal?
That salad has to be presented that way, but all of the other salads are going to be
mixed and flavored and salt and pepper and bacon bits.
People are impressed by wedge salads. Why?
Why? Who told them that was a good salad? Right. Let's get rid of it immediately.
Right.
And I cheers to that.
I agree.
By the way, this is peppercorn dressing.
It doesn't leave anything on your lips or anything.
Oh, I will tell you, when I wake up in the morning, see, a lot of people that know me, they're like, wow, I can't believe you're not dead yet. I wake up and I sometimes drink like pickle juice. It's the first thing I think of when I, it actually gets me out of bed if I'm like, do I have hot sauce that I can chug? Mm-hmm. I'm very strange. I probably have a severe iron deficiency or something.
I think you have preferences. I don't think that's strange.
You know, it's a lovely way to make me feel comfortable about my eccentricities.
It's true. I mean, it's better than just liking whatever. Liking, saying, oh, I love a wedge salad.
Or liking very boring things.
Yeah. Yeah,
for
sure.
When people are like, I love a wedge salad. I'm like, wow. How fast can I get away from you?
Can you tell, because I know you can see color, you see aura. Can you tell if someone... actually stinks or if it's their tights that stink?
Through concrete, through walls, I can see it.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I'm synesthetic, so when I hear sound, I see color and vice versa.
Smelling visions, seeing sounds, hearing taste.
I'm magical in that way, and I always have been.
Is that something in your family, or do you think that, do you come from a long line of people
of judgmental, disgusting, garbage people? Yes.
Oh, I didn't think that, but I mean.
No, I really don't. Actually, my parents are loving. My dad is like the most amazing man on this earth. He taught earth science my whole life. Big old
science.
Nerd.
Are you a scientist as well?
Virgo. No.
No?
Are you a scientist? If you were, what would you study?
I would probably study geology.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the earth.
I want to go away. Let me ask you this question, because my dad taught earth science, but he does like, he's like brilliant at astronomy. Every time we're at the beach, we go to Montauk for a family vacation every year.
Oh.
And he's like, you know, he's getting older, but he's so lovely. And he goes, if everyone takes a look at the sky, we can see that Venus is, and we're all like, everyone goes, and I'm like, Dad, you're like the best man on this earth, and I just love him so much. And he does all this. And I go, wasn't there a thing recently that said that it will be possible? Maybe this was like an Elon Musk thing. It will be possible for people on Earth to buy tickets to live on a different planet once we have civilization. Would you go? How much would you pay for the ticket? Would you sign up for the lottery? I would immediately.
You would.
Immediately.
You would.
Take me there. Go. Why not? Sign up. Go.
I think if I was younger, things? I might.
Yeah. Well, why? Okay. Well, what now stops you?
Oh, I like my creature comforts.
That's when
I'm
people
not
get
curious.
Comfortable. And I'm
not
like,
curious enough.
I'm like, could I date and mate with an alien species?
Your feet say, yeah, possibly. Probably.
Well, I just decided not to wear shoes tonight.
Let me ask you a question. When you ask for a smidge... And then you ask for a tidbit. What do you think the difference is?
There is absolutely. Okay, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
So me and Sharon Needles were at an airport. You know Sharon Needles.
I do.
Of course. Me and Sharon were at an airport one time, and our flight was delayed. And I was wandering around, and I thought I would sneak away from the rest of the cast that was on this plane, and I was going to get like a cocktail. So I sat down. Of course, Sharon was already there drinking a beer and a shot of whiskey. And I took a sit next to her, and I said to the bartender, I said, can I have a Kettle One martini with a touch of dirt? And she goes, She like got it. Sharon turns around and goes like this, a touch of dirt? You're a fucking monster. And I was like, if you say a dirty martini, it is all olive juice with a splash. See, all these words matter.
Yeah.
A splash of vodka. When you don't get it dirty, it's all vodka. Who wants to sit and just drink straight vodka before a flight? Mm-hmm. When I say a touch of dirt, it means a touch. But then it got me thinking, it was like, what's a smidge? What is the correct, right? Mm-hmm. There's a hint, a touch, smidge, splash.
A smear.
A swirl, a smear. Smear is food. So with drinks, it's like, what's the correct one to get what you want?
Well, you know, I learned at Starbucks, there's only like two options. You either have, like when if I want a little heavy cream in a drink.
Let me just say, how do you take your coffee?
Okay, so I like to have like milk. I mean, and I'll drink any of them. I'll drink cream or almond milk, or it doesn't matter to me, really.
But how much do you want?
I want it to be lightened, but I don't want it
white coffee.
And they either say
Dunkin' Donuts splash. Does that. That's why
they'll say splash or half. I don't want splash or half. If the cup is this
like
big,
half a cup of milk?
And that's what they do.
Oh,
so it's, say this is the cup, I probably want like that
You
much.
Want a touch? Oh, yeah. No. So you want more than a touch?
I want like a
splash. That makes sense.
But when they do the splash, it's still dark.
Oh, that's a touch.
And then when they put half, you're just drinking milk that tastes like coffee.
A pinch.
Or a...
No, a pinch is even smaller. A dollop.
What's this?
A dollop.
What's like a kiss? No, a kiss is lighter than...
The more you do this, a touch. I'm always about a touch.
What if I said 2/3 of a cup?
Then if I was working there, I would hate you immediately. I'd be like, really? Oh, now she's giving me ratios, but measurements to do. She's going to watch me. I'm going to
turn my
back.
But they do the work for you. Don't they have a measuring cup? They have to.
Have you ever seen a Starbucks coffee person pour that and take a measuring cup to do your milk?
No, but I'd like to see do their job. I'd like to see you do your job before you put the thing in front of me and I click 20%. Because I do every time. I do it every time.
They watch you like a hawk. You don't have an option.
And I don't blame them. I'm going to tip for my service, even if it's bad. I'm going to tip for it. Yes. And if I have a problem with the product, I'm not going to call out that employee because they didn't order the products.
And they're working their butt off and they're doing a good job.
Yeah, they are working their butts off. I agree. What about this? Because you did work at Olive Garden. What did you ever do the thing with the cheese? Did you work that way or did you wash dishes or what did you do?
Okay, so anybody listening who has worked at Olive Garden as a server, you have to do all the bread, you know, those breadsticks that you get for free. Mm-hmm. We have to do them. When we run out, whatever waiter or waitress notices that there's no more left, like in the bin, you have to go in the back and this takes forever. Put on hot mitts. You have to open this huge oven. You have to lay them out on trays. Now, the whole time you're thinking my tables are waiting for me for that Diet Coke.
You have to do this while you're doing that? Oh, get out of here.
Because if you're the one who notices it, you'll get fired if you like go, oh, I'm just going to wait for somebody else to go do it.
Yeah.
Nope. There's cameras. It was a horror show.
That's somebody else's
job. You have to lay them out, the baking sheets. You have to sprinkle a little bit of garlic. You have to dress them with butter. And you're actually responsible for doing this. Then you have to take off your gloves, find your little booklet with all this stuff, and then remember Diet Coke. There was a spill on this. They wanted extra thing on this. They wanted extra peppercorn dressing on that. And it's like you have to go back to that. I was a horrible server.
Really?
Horrible. I just couldn't remember anything. 90% of my job actually serving tables was apologizing to them about forgetting about things. And I went up there and I was very charming. Like you could imagine me being your server, but everyone always like looked at me and they were like this. That's been my whole life, really. They're like, who is this person?
I mean, you're honest about it.
I'm a wackadoo, and I know I am, but I really thought I was like fooling people when I was serving. Like, I'm really good at this.
Yeah.
I was... horrible. I couldn't remember anything. You know what I like doing? And my tips were always bad, but I would get set like huge tables of 10 and screaming babies, and everyone had all these dietary. I'm like, can you just get the soup, salad, and breadsticks? It's very easy. But also the breadsticks aren't even easy. Right. So I liked working a Sunday shift with old women couples that would come in. And then I could just flirt with them the whole time. And they're like, you're great. And I'm like, because there's eight people in the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me. And I talked to them for 2 hours.
Is the food there, is it truly just frozen and then it's heated up and then it's that way? Or is somebody really baking the lasagna?
No, it's all, well, it is pre-prepared. And yeah. God, this was so many years ago. I really don't remember. And I didn't work as a chef. But I will say this. I've tried everything. What the hell was it? The
I love Olive Garden.
I was going to say, I really liked that food. I was like, it's all kind of good.
Yeah.
But I think it is all kind of frozen and... Because it's kind of fast foody.
Yeah, but it's good.
But it's good. I was like, it's not gross.
No, it's not. But yeah. I mean, you know, I saw a lady in there the other day that was, she needed to taste the wines. She said, she was ordering soup and salad and breadsticks, unlimited, of course. You know, it costs nothing.
Which is like $4.99, yeah. Unlimited all day, which yeah. is the most amount of work for your waiter. Where I'm like, don't just give the 20% on the bill.
Yeah.
Like, think about how much I was running around getting you right. all your salad.
Right.
Okay.
And then she said she wanted to know what the wines were. She needed to, like, taste them. And I'm like, oh, bitch, please. Knock it off.
Not you got enough. The soup and salad. Yeah. Like, this is not fine, fine dining.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a break.
Talking about Diet Coke, Diet Coke out of the can or Diet Coke drive-thru?
Oh, for me, always drive-thru, 100%.
Why does that taste so much better?
It's so much better. For me personally, just because I am a super, 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 super suburban, like, that is me. I'm strip mall. That's just who I am.
In your car, like,
I'm
hello,
in my car.
Hi.
I got to have Jack in the Box. I love the way it works. I do like a
I've
Diet Coke.
I've only had it twice in my life.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite.
Because it's West Coast. Yeah. Yeah.
I do like Diet Coke from McDonald's. I think it's good. You know, I'll have it.
Wendy's is good.
A lot of people call the Sprite at McDonald's a hot Sprite because it's... you take a drink and you go...
How is so it again?
It's so good. Brenda Vaccaro good. Like, it's good. Yeah.
I could, this is what I do all day anyway. I mean, really, in the dressing room afterwards, I'm notorious. This is a whole conversation about etiquette backstage. Oh, what?
I chewed my gum and then I took it out and put it there because Mark.
You just reminded me. Oh, I can't even say this.
Yeah, we can. And we are back with Thor G. Thor. You just spotted my chewing gum.
Okay, so Delta goes like this, and she has this little ball of gum, and she tried to hide it behind her purse. She thinks she's very clever and cute. And it reminded me that I wanted to get you a gift and bring you a gift because as a guest in your show. And I walked on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was looking at the stars, and I went by Pee-wee's star, and I was like, oh. And then I walked by RuPaul's star, and somebody decided it was, like, a really good idea to put all of these, like, disgusting, disgusting, cheap stones around her, the middle.
Like, rhinestoned it?
Rhinestone is a compliment to what these were. These were tacky, like, Michael's Arts and Craft. Like cheap children's
like
toy,
acrylic,
no sparkle,
acrylic gems,
no sparkle, okay. No sparkle, dirty.
Okay,
and I looked left and right, and I tried. I had like a little knife on my keychain. I always had that on my keys, and I tried to pry one to bring you as a gift.
Oh my God!
Just to strike up a conversation.
Uh huh.
They are shellacked into the cemented in
they
there.
Do that.
It's an affront to RuPaul.
Yeah,
I said. Not even the good preciosos.
Right, something.
I'm like, get the good stones. So you know what? I urge anybody listening, I urge me and you, let's walk by there and let's bring some expensive stones and cement them on there.
Those are called acrylic gems. Like they would have, they would come like, in like a little tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
children's
stars.
Toys.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Gross. I don't
stickers.
Like that. You know, this desk always features different things, and sometimes they mean things to me, sometimes they mean things to other people. This candlestick that's been floating around keeps reminding me of Halloween. and it's right around the corner. And I feel like I just recently moved into a new space, and like
congratulations.
Thanks. My Halloween stuff is out that I keep buying, and I haven't taken out the old Halloween stuff, and I kind of just want to put it out. Oh, all year round. Are you ready? Do you love Halloween?
Love it.
I know you do.
I really, really, really do. Yeah. Well, you know, if you look back, you can just Google anybody's images from years. I've been doing this. Actually, this year marks my 20 years in drag.
Oh my gosh, fierce.
It is kind of fierce, right?
Yeah, very fierce.
I should
fierce.
Like do something big.
Yeah.
Have a little party or something. Anyway, but before that, I was just a kid who experimented with makeup and prosthetics, and the prosthetics have gotten so good over the years. Thinned edges and foam, silicone prosthetics. And I just love Halloween so much. Now, let me tell you, now after Drag Race and doing this forever, I now got this tremendous gig. I don't know if you know that I do this for the last, this is going to be my fourth year on Halloween. Randomly, the NYRP, which is the New York Restoration Project, which is with Bette Midler and Michael Kors in New York. They do this fundraiser, and it's a ball, like every single year, and they raise money for the New York Restoration Project, which beautifies cities and gardens throughout New York City.
Fierce.
It's fierce. And I was hired because the NYRP didn't ever have like a red carpet correspondent to interview all these celebrities that were coming through. So they hired me 1 year, and I have done it 3 years. And Michael Kors, the first year, was like, who is that queen? She was lovely. Talk to me. You should be here every year. So I'm there every year now.
I love that.
And I just get to interview everyone. Now, I actually cannot say the theme because they haven't announced it yet.
Okay.
I am so freaking excited. And I think as the years progress, like you get Halloween gigs and you know what they pay, right? Promoters pay this and that. I think I'm going to spend my entire pay for many gigs just to pay. Because pay for the costume.
Yeah.
Because it's worth the image.
Yeah.
It's like
Heidi something
Klum.
You love.
How much did that earthworm cost her?
Right.
I mean, tens of thousands of dollars in, right?
Yeah.
She did it because she's like, I want to be an earthworm. I want to be a worm. What did she say? I want it to be a worm. I'm like, I just love her.
Yeah. And I love that she employs all these like really cool people to do it. You know what I mean? Like,
have you ever been to Heidi's gala red carpet thing in New York?
I have not. No, I have not.
Would you go?
Maybe.
Do you do red carpet things? Do you care for that?
No, I get it. I get mad if I don't get invited, but I don't.
But then you're
go.
Like, you want to turn them down,
right?
Are you Gemini? What is your sign?
Aquarius.
Oh,
yeah.
Vicious.
Is that good or bad?
Smart. Vicious. Oh, okay.
Vicious?
Successful. Vicious. Talkative. You like drama.
Okay.
Right.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know a lot of Aquarius. I know a lot about a lot of different signs. And you said Aquarius and you stumped me.
Who else is an Aquarius?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I could.
Mayhem, my friend Mayhem is an Aquarius.
I love Mayhem. I just work
Mariah
with Mayhem.
Is an Aquarius. We're all pretty similar in the way that we conduct ourselves, I think. But I don't know. I think I love hearing other people's takes on it because I think it opens up other parts of it where you're like, oh, I didn't realize.
You just like hearing about yourself.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
What do you think of me? What do you think of me?
And I would like to say I'm one of those people that's like, I don't care what people think, but I do. I
who
do.
Who doesn't? I mean, nobody. Who, even if it's bad, you're like, really?
Yeah. And you know what?
What people, more do you
some
hate
people
about
go,
me?
Oh, I give no fucks. I give a lot of fucks. Yeah. I do give a lot of fucks.
I think
fucks.
It's also part of the reason we do this as a living. Yeah. Like, dress up and like, you know, look at me and talk to me and talk about me and talk about me all the time and keep talking about me.
Well, there's nothing worse than like sort of being misunderstood for something that you thought was just so clear and like maybe it's fun or because I know like when you talk about prosthetics, like I've seen some of like the looks that you've done. They're so fun. I remember being gagged and in love when I saw and I was like, I want that to be me, actually. You had done like a full like chin thing. You had like maybe a cherry cola or brown wig, a black thing. I think it was right after you left Drag Race.
That was the I Love Mustard.
Okay. That was that.
And I wore this whole different face and I said, I want to show. Oh my God.
I
the whole story.
Loved it.
Can I tell you a story? So I showed up and I just thought, what is outrageous that I could do to show a different side of my drag? Yeah. And I said, I want to become a completely different person. Yeah. I added pounds, I added size, mm-hmm. and I changed my voice a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I arrived in my car right from my house because I live in New York. Mm-hmm. It just took me 5 hours to do. And I hired an assistant to do it who canceled the day of.
Oh my God.
Because the prosthetic went all the way down to here and it went all around the back.
So is that something you had to make or something you buy
no,
and you
actually
add
ordered,
to?
I ordered that specific piece from a person that I work with in Greece.
Okay.
It was astronomically expensive. And when you take it off,
it's done.
Garbage. Because it's so thin at the edges. So it's like, you know, and I thought that's a good event. So let me tell you a story. So I arrived in my car. I got out and I saw all the girls in the bus from the hotel that were in season 8.
Yeah.
That weren't from New York, and they all got ready at the hotel and they all were getting out, and I said, perfect timing. And I ran behind them and they were being ushered to the elevator in the back door that brings you up to like the big press room or whatever. And I was right behind Derek Barry, and I run up and I was like, hey, girl. And she turns around and she goes, hey. And I'm like,
fully didn't know.
Hold on. And the whole time, I didn't get right. Okay, so I was like, whatever. And I was with the girls and I was in the elevator and everyone kept looking at me. And I was just like, I wanted them to be like, wow.
Uh-huh.
I wanted that. I wanted them to be like, wow, you like really, how long did this take you? And you look amazing. And who helped you with this? Nobody, me. I wanted to talk about like, yeah. I changed my complete character because drag is anything you want it to be. Change your body and shape and size and padding, no padding. Change your eyelashes and your face. That's what we do. We're crafters, yeah. Right? Nobody said anything. So I got in there and I was feeling like, I thought this was going to be like bigger deal for people to like live for it. And I walk in and they were like this and they go, okay, Derek over here. And then Thorgy, you're going to be right behind Derek. Derek turns around and she goes like this. Wait, you're actually Thorgy? And I'm like, you didn't know? Uh-huh. She goes, no, I just thought it was like somebody that was like impersonating your voice. That like, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, why didn't you tell that person, like, we're going to do press? Yeah. Maybe don't get in the elevator with us.
Yeah.
You know, like, why didn't you speak up? She was like, I was just trying to be nice.
Aww,
this is a true story.
That's sweet.
And I was like, Derek, I will like you forever. And
that's
Derek really
sweetest.
Is sweet.
Yeah.
I also think she can be vicious too. But
really?
Love it. I've seen it. I've seen her be like, she'll switch all of a sudden and I'll go, there it is. There it is. You're both sides of the coin. And I love it.
Wow.
Because if she was only like that, it's like,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
It's like there's talking depth. To bread.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's not bread. She's bread with peppercorn dressing on it.
Peppercorn dressing. What, after peppercorn, what is between peppercorn and zesty Italian that you might have? Because you're not going to go for the zesty Italian.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
I'm a blue cheese because there's so much flavor.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I'm big on like, I also have all these seasonings in my, like when I make a salad at home, mm-hmm. it takes me like an hour and a half. I put
what
on
goes
music.
Into it?
Artichokes.
Okay, nice.
Black and green olives.
Love it.
Red peppers, green peppers.
All of course.
Lots and lots of freshly, fresh red onions.
Mm.
The more
red
onions
belong on every salad.
They belong on every
everything.
Dish. I wish I had it now to dip in my.
Everything.
Yeah. Can you take, are you the person that can actually eat an onion, just eat it?
Or you I don't know dressed? That I've tried, but I do watch
next
a lady on
me.
TikTok that always bites into onion while she's eating her food.
Do you know Joey Arias?
I do, yeah.
Joey Arias is magnificent, and I've had the honor of playing violin for Joey. And friends of mine, Wellstrung, it's a string quartet.
Uh-huh.
And they did a show at P-Town, and Joey Arias and them shared a dressing room. And my friend Trevor, who's the violist at Wellstrung, said every single day during our stint in P-Town, Joey would come in there and eat an entire raw onion before every show.
Was it a red onion or just different kinds? Or a...
I heard raw onion. I have to check the facts.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking red onion.
You think that was just because Joey enjoys onions, or is that like medicinal? Or
I have to. I wish I had my. I want to look up Google. The benefit. I know onions are good for you.
I hear they're
but
good
they're
for
like low in calorie. But they're good for
they're
anti this and that. You know, they're good for your body, immune system and stuff.
Anti breathing in someone's face.
Anti eat them in a dressing room before every show.
You love speaking of that. You love Altoids. You love having something fresh for your breath, don't you? What about when other people don't?
Can I just ask you a question?
Please.
The answer is going to be yes. And it's the queens, right? Because we're all in the back room and you know when your breath is not great.
Oh, when it's kicking. When it's kicking. I know.
What do you do? When you know that and you're like, F, I have, can I curse on this show?
You can say whatever you want.
Well, fuck, I have to like watch my breath. You do a little bit of this, or you check in with your sister or your friend. Hey, is my breath like really bad?
I don't even ask anybody just because I already know.
Now.
I know. And I always keep like a small, like a
What's
scope.
Your go-to mint?
Well, we have like, I was always like, when I was learning to do drag and what to pack, always kept like mouthwash and like to spit out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like somebody that I always know, I mentioned her earlier, but I always see Mariah do it. Mariah, before she goes
Balenciaga.
On for every number.
She's amazing.
And she'll spit it out. And she'll go
right
out.
Right before.
And yeah.
Because you go out there and it's...
Uh-huh.
Imagine being in an audience and smelling the perfume, being like, ooh, and as they get closer and they hold on to that $5 bill and they lean in and you smell
rancid.
Where
are you getting $5? Where is that? I want to work there where there's $5.
Oh, I love it. And then you smell rancid onion breath.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What is going on?
Well, because there's also like there's cigarettes happening, there's cocktails happening, there's just stale breath happening because you didn't brush your teeth.
But even the queens backstage, the ones that talk, I talk a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm very aware of like when I go, I know that I need to, I look up my girl Mariah and say, can I borrow some of your mouthwash?
Right.
But I'm obsessed with Altoids. And anytime I take them out, I buy a new one before every dressing room and I'll leave them on and they will be empty by the out and the end of it. And I say, thank God. Thank God all the girls came over and said, can I have one? I mean, don't even ask. Just use it before you speak to me.
Because there's also like, especially, you know, if you're entertaining somewhere where you're going to have a meet and greet, it's so loud. And people are going to want to come up and have a special moment with you and say, like, I saw you here or saw you there. And you don't get to have as much time as you want with every person.
Do you sit down during your meet and greets?
No, usually just stand.
I'm a stander. Yeah. I can't because the energy gets like this.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm more in control. I like actually grabbing people by the shoulders, shaking them up, giving them the time of day, listening to all their stories, taking a photo, turning their shoulders, and going goodbye. But always, not being rude.
Uh-huh.
I like being in control of it.
Yeah.
And I always have a cocktail table, and it has Altoids, a big, big, big glass of white wine, and a bunch of Sharpies to sign people's
white
breasts
wine.
And asses that I get asked all the time to do. And I'm like, happy to do it.
White wine. What kind of white wine?
Sauvignon Blanc only.
Only.
Although in the Delta Lounge, I like their Chardonnay.
Okay.
It's crisp. Oh. I hate sweet wine. I don't want to drink sugar.
Yeah, that's Raja. She's
a white wine.
She likes white
wine. Me and Raja hit it up on the bus many times with the white wine.
I don't know enough about wine. I should know more.
Yeah.
I should.
Well, like there's like Pinot Grigio and Chardonnay are sweeter wines. It's what like... Long Island moms are drinking. Mm-hmm. Sauvignon Blanc is a little more tart. And that's what I like to drink.
Yeah.
Then there's Pinot Noir, which is red. Cabernet Sauvignon. There's red mixes, red blends. And you don't drink wine.
I don't. But I should like it. I should know something about
Learn it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're in an environment where people ask you. You should know what you like.
Yeah.
Or
I
something
think
to say.
I probably would like something sweeter, but... That's just a guess.
And then you have like Riesling, which is like dessert wine, which is
pure
melted cubes of sugar with an alcohol content.
Yeah.
Vomit in a glass for me.
Vomit in a glass.
Which I've had.
Let's take a break. Which I've had. I think a matchmaker is really a dick sommelier.
Give me a second.
You match the dick.
Because you have to know.
The notes.
Oh, you have to taste the dick?
You have to taste it. And then you match it to the person who wants it. So if you're eating chicken and you're like, oh, what wine goes with this? Then
you have to sleep with the client that hires you to find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep with them and go.
That's what makes it more desirable to have that job. As a matchmaker.
Oh, I'm already changing my mind. I'm like, no more wine sommelier. Yeah. Matchmaker.
Yeah.
Sommelier.
And don't tell people what it is. Just say, oh, I'm a matchmaker.
Amalier.
Amalier. Amalier. Amalier.
That's better. That's
good.
Yeah. And then you have to sleep with all the clients and match them.
Yeah.
This is good. And you get the dick down.
Yeah. You can get it beat up. Ruin your insides. Rearrange your guts.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Stretch it.
Get stretched. I'm looking to get my coochie stretched.
I saw this. What the hell was going on? I was that woman, by the way, that was on the corner.
It's my favorite. It's so funny. Me and Jasmine Masters were doing it all Pride.
Was she holding a cocktail while she was doing
it? She was, yeah, she had a drink. And me and Jasmine Masters just did a Pride. We did brunch, and then we did Pride. You'll save it. Oh, my God.
I just hung out with Jasmine for literally, I have been obsessed with her. Never hung out with her. But from afar, wrote her messages on Instagram throughout the years, never returned. And I finally got to work a gig with her at Mickey's in LA the other night and backstage. And I actually just posted it. Did you see that I posted it?
No.
And I challenged her to a fight because I just knew how to talk to this person.
Yeah.
Egg her on and talk to her. And she'll always come back with something. And I went, oh, really? I'm going to fight you after the show. And she'd already disappeared. She came back in. Oh, you're going to fight me? And I'm like, see? Woo! Hook, line, and sinker. I'm going to beat you up in the alley. And she goes, oh, you're going to beat me? Like, we had such a big fight. But the smile on her face, she goes, I really like you, George.
She likes laughing. And she is so funny.
And I knew that the moment I saw her, I was like, if you get on her, if you really want to fight with her, she'll fight. But I think she's a sensitive creature who knows the people that are playing with her and the people that are just garbage people. And she played right with me. And I said, I knew I liked you. Yeah. Anyway. Jasmine, I'm obsessed with. My new
she's
best friend.
The best.
Oh, she's going to bring me to Oakland soon.
Yeah, she's got a new thing that she's doing up there, and it's sick. Goes, it's totally thriving.
Okay.
We are back with Thorgy Thor. This week, instead of Read Me Delta, we're doing something we're calling Very Delta or Not Very Delta. I will read a product or a concept or a feeling from our Very Delta rose blush envelopes. All you have to do is decide if it's Very Delta or it's not Very Delta and explain why. Also, Very Delta reserves the right to change its answer at any time or any moment.
Fair.
I think that's fine, right? I think that's fine. Okay, so let's
not the rose blush.
The rose blush. And they're lined in the inside with
more rose blush.
Metallic finish.
Let me see this. Now I have to see it. They really
Isn't
are.
Isn't that pretty? And these are from our viewers and listeners because, you know, this is, some people say a talk show with an audio component and some say it is a podcast with a visual component.
Yeah.
So it can be either one.
Yeah.
Supermarket conveyor belt checkout dividers. Very Delta or not Very Delta?
Say it again. That was a lot of words at once.
Supermarket conveyor belt checkout dividers. Those things that you put between your groceries and someone else's.
Yes or no questions are very hard for me unless there's a knife at my
throat.
Same
for me.
I'm like, I could answer both questions yes and no with reasoning and many fragments of why.
Uh-huh.
Do I think, I'll start this way. 2020, even in groceries with masks on, I think we've actually are still now acclimated to waiting before we start piling our groceries on top of other people's to need it. I don't think it's necessary anymore. I think it's a vintage item at this point because we wait our turn. And now I think all cashiers are being replaced by self-checkout anyway. Right. So that's a tough question to answer. Now, that was 20 minutes of me just describing. Do I think, are you a germaphobe?
No, I'm not. No.
I think you like it. I think it's very Delta because you're like, I should know and not have to explain what's mine and what's not mine.
That's 100%
how I feel. Too much time to explain it. When the cashier sees it there, it's a simple nod with the person in front of you. I'm not going to touch your food. You're not going to touch mine. Put it there. Boom. Mm-hmm. Very Delta.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's exactly how I feel about it. And
ding.
Yeah, there's a lot. And everything is being replaced. All the cashiers are being replaced.
And I actually had a friend who was on tough times. And they went, I worked at Family Dollar around the block from my house because I could have gotten a cashier job anywhere. And this is next to my house.
Right.
And I don't care. And they worked it. And they were like, honestly, I've never been happier. This is a performer, which I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
And they worked there and they said, I've never been happier. The pay was not enough, but I've never been happier because I literally didn't have to talk to many people and I just did this and whatever. And I just lost my train of thought.
I do it all the time. It's fine. It doesn't matter. It'll come back.
What did you ask me? Why did I start talking about them?
Well, we were talking about...
It's constant for me. I'm not even embarrassed
anymore. Talking about Folgers or Taster's Choice if you had to pick between coffees.
No, we weren't.
No, we were.
Stop! You're confusing me.
All right, let's do the next one.
Go.
The new pumpkin spice frosty and pumpkin spice cold cream cold brew launching this September at Wendy's. Very Delta or not?
Oh,
Delta.
Wendy's lost me right away.
You don't like it, huh?
I'm Starbucks.
Okay.
And I like their flavors. I think it's always overpriced, but it's also amazing and I love it.
That's what about the burgers at Starbucks?
If you add, oh, you know what I did hear?
Tell me.
Randomly, is that you can get a cake in a McDonald's drive-thru?
I know this to be true because Raja used to work at McDonald's.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Did they, have you tried it recently?
I haven't, but they look good. They're like little quarter sheet cakes. Yeah.
Oh, you just did this, but I thought it was like this.
It looked about like that.
And it has Ronald McDonald with balloons on the
Yeah. You know what else I heard you can get there? A bag of ice.
Yeah. Because I saw that and I want to try it.
And I'm a pig, but I'd rather have the bag of ice because I like my drinks cold. You know what I mean?
You're like, can I get a Diet Coke on ice?
Can I get a Diet Coke cake? Is that possible?
Can I get a bag of ice under the, with, as a cake?
You can make a cake with a can of soda. Did you know that?
You can also make a cake out of ice cream, baking soda, and flour.
I just saw something about that on TikTok. But if you ever want to make a cake and you want to make it low calorie or you don't want all that other stuff in it, you just get the cake mix and then you get a corresponding color of soda. So if it's like a yellow cake, you use a clear.
Because it will rise because there's what in soda?
Your dad's a geographer. He knows. That's why you know all this.
The brilliance of turning that around but being so incorrect was just as funny.
It's true, though. Do you think that having a pumpkin spice frosty or a pumpkin spice cream cold brew is something that would be a very Delta?
I'm a hot coffee drinker, but we're talking about you. Uh-huh. I don't know that if you like pumpkin spice or not. Can I see you liking pumpkin spice or not? Oh, there it is. So then this is, we don't know each other super well.
I know.
We're learning. So I didn't know. I'm like, that's very specific.
The good thing about this
is So it's a yes. It is a yes.
Well, the good thing about this is that these we can change our opinion whenever we want. And you'll learn that like, about me is that I love something. And then all of a sudden, if it's just wrong in one instance, I'm like, I've hated that my whole
life. You're finicky.
Yeah, I am. And that's such a horrible character flaw.
Are you finicky with people too? You like somebody and then they do something small and you're like, ugh.
Not really, but as I get older, I've come to realize that I can't hold space for everything.
It's too tiring. It's too much.
It is. Frozen yogurt as a concept. Very Delta or not very Delta?
If I'm going to eat something frozen and creamy, I like ice cream and I like the fat.
You do?
Yogurt seems too watery.
Have you had a peppercorn ranch ice cream ever?
I would try it. Would you?
Well, I would probably. I'll try anything, I think.
I'm going to say yes to your frozen yogurt. That is very Delta.
I love it.
I
do. I used to go to a place called Heidi's Frozen Yozurt.
Was she dressed as a worm while she served it to you?
I wish. But I used to love getting just vanilla and then having hot spiced apples put on it.
Stop.
So good. What about a thorgy orgy? Is that very Delta?
Like an actual orgy?
An orgy either conducted by thorgy, arranged by thorgy. Thorgy participates, doesn't participate. It could be anything.
God, there's so many.
There's options.
My ADD brain is like, I see diagrams of what to discuss and how to decide to get back to the decision. But we don't have that much time.
I don't know that you're an orgy person.
And I don't know that you are either. But this is the question about you from me. I'm going to say no. I think you're a very monogamous one at a time. It would be too sweaty, annoying, loud.
Yeah.
What genital parts do you have? It's too many things to grab and pull and stick things in.
Right.
Too many sweat, too much. You want one partner at a time.
It's too much work.
It's not very Delta.
It's too much work. I agree.
But I do have to say, I just wanted to make, my God.
But I would definitely participate in anything.
Would you watch? Would you go there and watch in another room with a one-way mirror?
Absolutely. I'm a voyeur, for sure. And I like the word orgiastic, and I don't think people use that word very much. Orgiastic.
So an orgy is a group of people together orgiastic? Is acting...
Well, I actually like thorgiastic.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is
good. I've been using thorgeous a lot more often now.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect.
Like, girl, I'm feeling thorgeous.
What about... this is going to be a bonus very Delta or not very Delta.
Bonus.
Doing an ad for McDonald's breakfast, is it very Delta or not very Delta?
Doing an ad.
For McDonald's? For McDonald's breakfast.
Like, immediately very Delta, I think. Yeah, I'm like, duh. Yeah. And if you said no, I would have left. I couldn't deal with that.
Do you have experience?
I did a McDonald's ad.
Do you eat McDonald's breakfast ever?
I love it.
What's your order, though?
Okay, do you like the McGriddles?
I don't.
Neither do I. How funny. The pancake's too much. It's pancake, right?
Yeah.
Too much. I like just the classic sausage egg McMuffin with cheese.
Uh-huh. That's my favorite.
That's my breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't like that the hash browns are now like $2.50.
I don't like that they're so thick and they're not crispy anymore.
They got like smaller. Uh-huh. And I went to what?
Yeah.
They used to be 99 cents and they were this big.
They were that big and they were crispy.
And I went, uh-huh. And I'm like, yes.
And salty.
And you could order 20 and then bring it home and you have meals for the week and stuff. And now they're like $2.49 and like tiny and not crispy. You're right. They're mushy.
Here. They're even more expensive here. You know, I plan to conduct a taste test here with someone of the best hash browns offered at all of the fast food places.
And I'd love to come back.
I would love that because my vote is already, I can already rank up higher.
Wait, who else has breakfast hash browns fast food places?
Not McDonald's.
Is it all Burger King?
Burger King and Carl's Jr. have medallions.
What so they're is like, Carl's they're, Jr.?
What is Carl's? It's Hardee's here.
Thank you. I know Hardee's.
Yeah, it's Hardee's
Carl's
here.
Carl's Jr., I'm like,
yeah.
Please introduce
and
me to
anyone. And they're medallions, and they come in a thing. I swear to God, it's that big. And they're so salty. And because they're little medallions, they drip the grease quicker when they're in the thing, so they're less greasy, but more crispy and salty.
Perfect.
They're so good.
Yeah, the grease is one thing when I bite something, and I'm like, I didn't need to drink that.
Right, right.
But I know there's a lot of grease in here anyway, but there should be a way that you should figure out as a multi-billion dollar franchise to get rid of the oil in my mouth.
I agree. I 100%.
And they figured it out.
Yeah, I love them. And then Wendy's, even though I know we lost you at Wendy's earlier, if you like Wendy's, they have new breakfast, and they have seasoned potato wedges as their breakfast item.
They're getting artisanal.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. There's an Edison bulb. There is like raw wood, candles.
Wood fire.
Yeah.
There's a little leprechaun doing it.
All of that. We're going to our last card. Oh my God, how did we get here already? This is crazy.
Let's go. I could keep going.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I just want to hang out with you more, to be honest.
How do we get here? How do we get like to this point? This is the end. Forever. Not
I'm
forever.
Sad because I could just keep talking all day long and I'm chilling and comfortable and I love you very much and I'm falling in love with you more and more.
I love you. You just talk about all of it. And see, that's what my problem is. It's like when I talk to people and I said this on another episode, I get on this ride to this point and then I forget how long it's taking to get there. And then we never really get there. I never get there.
It never bothers me. What bothers me is when somebody's not listening to me. Like before when I said I lost my point and you went, I don't know. And I'm like, you weren't listening to me.
I was listening to you.
But also, I go on rants and raves. I don't get upset anymore. I just go, eh, because I really go.
Do you want to fight me?
But absolutely. Me and Jasmine fight? Masters in a three-way fight would be great.
My money's on Jasmine. I'm just going to tell you right now.
No, she's going to win right now.
I have known Jasmine for going into 30 years now. We started drag about the same time. And Jasmine,
she'll win. She'd win.
You know what? She has so sharp in her tongue.
Yep.
That I will just go, yeah, you're right.
You win.
I will just bow down.
You concede.
Yeah. But you hit on something really true about her is like she's got so much heart. You know what I mean? Like she wants to laugh. She wants to have a good time. She's paying attention.
And it's the way she's wired, which is like I'm just wired completely different. So when I saw her on TV and her videos, I said, I want to meet that person. And you know what? It was the same thing with you because we haven't hung out a whole lot.
Right.
But I've heard through the grapevine of all the sisters that I've worked with from the show, outside of the show, Delta's great. She can just carry on. And I said, I think I'm going to love her. And this is the first time we really sat down and talked like this long getting to know each other.
I like it.
And I hope there's another one. Invite me back. I want to come back.
Hash browns. I love it.
Done.
Thank you all for listening and watching Very Delta, and a hello to everyone on YouTube. Subscribe to Mom Podcast so you don't miss an episode. Also, search for Very Delta on your podcast apps, where we come out every Monday, as well as right here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. And don't forget to subscribe to the Mom Plus of your choice for even more Very Delta. You can send all of your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, and you can also send the new Very Delta, Not Very Delta, the same way that you would send a letter, because, I don't know, maybe you have more interesting things. Where can people follow you on social media?
Well, I'm on Instagram at ThorGThor, and everything goes through that. Although we did the thread thing with, what is that going on?
I should have claimed my name, because you have to claim your name. But they say if you, that way nobody else gets your domain.
Well, on TikTok, that was the whole thing. I'm not on TikTok because somebody got ThorGThor right away.
Why?
And
why
I'm like,
want to do that?
That is literally like my legal ink company name.
Why would you
I own
do that
it.
To somebody?
So now I'm ThorGThor official. Okay. And everyone keeps telling me I should do more TikTok, so I guess follow me there and I'll try my best.
Yeah.
But everything goes through my Instagram until that's obsolete, and we'll have to figure out some other way.
Well, they say if you make the threads and then you decide to cancel the threads, you have to cancel your Instagram as well. All goes canceled.
So now it's forever. Also, I don't even know what that means. It says 98 million, I think I checked
earlier.
That's
how many people love you. 98 million people.
Okay, got it. Then why don't they follow me?
That's what I'm fucking saying.
But I would like to use this opportunity to tell everyone that my Thorchestra is my claim to fame, and it's amazing. I'll be in North Carolina. I'm coming to L.A. Doing the L.A. Philharmonic.
Oh, my God.
In mid-2024.
Oh, my God. That's major.
So if you follow me on Instagram, I'll plug the crap out of it. And I just love it. I actually play live violin, Tchaikovsky, and it's a whole variety show combining drag and classical music.
It's fucking badass.
It really is fucking badass.
I love that. I love that. You can also follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at Very Delta, because if you're not, you're really only getting half the Delta.
Ooh.
Join me next week right here. And until then, make sure you are keeping things Very Delta.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta Show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margot Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.